Myron, my question for you. What are the implications of time diversification in the context of portfolio management right now? Obviously, the VIX is very high. There's a lot of risk as it relates to the pandemic itself and how it will play out. Does that mean that you would encourage people to reduce their equity exposure right now for fear of the unknown, specifically related to the idiosyncratic risk related to COVID?
Well, not necessarily. When I originally gave a talk a long time on the first one of the first few sessions of your Sunday meetings, I talked about that time that the option market, which is a market price, so it's not as gamed as much, it can't be gamed. If you trade in markets, at least you have information about what people are putting their money on the line or not putting their money on the line. And so, but that tended to indicate quite a amount of downside risk in the market and not much upside potential. And then we've had this unanticipated and completely new information with regard to the advent of the central bankers and then the federal stimulus programs and support programs for the economy, which obviously are multiples of what possibly anyone expected at the time and faster than anyone expected. And then the although the VIX, as you note, is higher now than it was then, it's come down quite dramatically. And, you know, within the range of downside or upside risk, it's getting more to a neutral spot. So, and, you know, the distribution of returns going forward, at least in the equity markets, has been, you know, somewhat more symmetric and closer to being neutral. So things are still elevated in risk, but basically not to the extent that they were when I gave my talk at the start of the your conference series.
So for sure. So what if you were, let's say, someone normally with 60% equities, 40% debt in the current environment, but there is this very high idiosyncratic COVID risk, would you on the margin decrease your equity exposure, increase it, and how would you think about the problem?
Well, depending on where my portfolio was and what I was holding, I would decrease to some extent, but not too far different from the 60-40 at this time.
Okay.